USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is set to sign the debt ceiling bill that passed Congress this week into law today. Friday night, the president addressed the nation about the importance of this week's actions.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
Biden said no one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. A collision involving three trains in eastern India has caused a devastating loss of nearly 300 lives and over 1,000 injuries. The tragedy took place on Friday morning when a passenger train derailed and collided with two other trains. This incident ranks among the deadliest train accidents in the country's history. It's believed the death toll will increase as a number of passengers are still trapped in the wreckage. Steve Garvey, a former baseball player for the Dodgers and Padres, is contemplating a run for the U.S. Senate seat in California. Reports suggest the 74-year-old ex-first baseman is seriously considering running as a Republican in 2024, as the seat is being vacated by Dianne Feinstein, who has decided not to seek re-election. Notable Democrats, including Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, are already part of that Senate race. The first named storm of the year has formed in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south over the next day. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And the NHL's Stanley Cup Final Game 1 takes place today. The Vegas Golden Knights are hosting the Florida Panthers. Neither team has won the Stanley Cup. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Bill Cosby's attorney is addressing a lawsuit from a former Playboy model accusing him of assault. That suit, filed in Los Angeles County this week, claims Cosby approached her at a cafe in 1969, drugged and raped her. Cosby's lawyer stated that the allegations lack evidence or factual basis. The 85-year-old entertainer, previously convicted of sexual assault, was released from a Pennsylvania prison after serving 3 years when his conviction was overturned by a court. Joren van der Sloot, the Dutch suspect in the disappearance of an Alabama teenager, is being extradited to the U.S. Van der Sloot is the prime suspect in the case of Natalie Holloway, who went missing in Aruba during a high school trip in 2005 and was never found. He's originally from Holland and is currently serving a murder sentence in Peru. Not everyone can be the crocodile hunter.
The man jumped over two barriers that separate park guests from the alligator exhibit. He even mocked the people who asked him to get out for his safety.
All right, get back out.
Another wild Garrett.
The theme park said its security and animal care teams responded immediately. Thankfully, no people or animals were injured during the incident. I'm Corey Myers.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is already making big waves at the box office. The film raked in over $17 million in just its Thursday previews. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.